the last time we read the founder of Zen teacher's statement. Zen Buddhism in China. Founder's statement of Zen in China. One flower opens with five petals, forming a fruit which ripens of its own accord. So I think this is I mentioned about this which is quite different meaning from usual sense. One flower opens with five petals. It doesn't mean one is divided into five, or fives return to one. One is five petals. Five petals are one, exactly. It doesn't mean one is in five petals, or five petals are in one. It doesn't mean this, okay? One is exactly five petals. Each of five petals, okay? Each of five petals is exactly one. And then that is what? That is forming a fruit which ripens of its own accord, naturally. Something ripens. Persimmons. When the persimmon is ripe, persimmon must be accept all beings in the universe. So persimmon is what? Persimmon is not autumn, separate from spring, summer, winter, universe, trees, birds, etc. So persimmon is nothing but the whole universe, manifestation, total manifestation of whole universe. This is a persimmon's existence. Then, how does persimmon is ripe? Persimmon must be one, exactly, means whole universe. At that time, persimmon naturally is ripe. Okay. Do you understand? This is very important, okay? This is our practice. Anyway, when you read some book, I think they try to understand meaning what this book author says. That is a secondary. Anyway, secondary. Most important point is that time and opportunity and season you are facing the book and author and you. Just read. That's it. Then you are ripe, naturally. That is pretty hard because we always, the consciousness always working, you know. We try to understand first. Of course, understanding is important. But if you don't understand, but all you have to do is to face the book and read. Not at random. Not carelessly. Anyway, with wholeheartedness. Anyway, read it. That's all. Not writing down and drinking tea and read Buddha scriptures. Now, Buddha scriptures is Buddha scriptures, which are different from usual book. Okay. explanation of how to play the go. Go play, you know. Quite different book. So Buddhist scripture, if you want to make your personality mature, I think you should accept your life, you know, as precious. Because you want to take care, you want to take care of, and you want to see your personality like this, consciously and unconsciously. And then you want to read the book, Buddhist scriptures. And then when you read the Buddhist scriptures, completely you forget how precious your life is. What is the first motivation of reading the book, this book? Then you write down and drinking a coffee and they read it. But already that is something missing, okay? When you read the scriptures, sit down anyway, by the desk and straighten your posture. Anyway, read it. Even 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that's fine. When I was college and famous Zen teacher, taught the Zazen to the college student. And then he asked the student, have you ever read one of the Dogen Zenji's works? And he said, one of the students said, yes, I did. And then teacher says, where did you read it? And he says, I read it on the train. And immediately he scored, how stupid you are. You never understand that meaning of Dogen Zenji tried to tell you. You never understand the teaching. But that is most important. Important because your attitude is the idea. Attitude, behavior, taking action in something is something in motion. You have to do it. Now something is going right now. So that's why scripture is what? Scripture is to give you lots of instructions about you, about others, about the trees, about the pebbles and birds and whole universe functioning in the totally, dynamically. So, pay homage to scripture, and then you become one with the scripture, and then you are right naturally. So that is, everything is getting mature, getting ripe like this, in the process of becoming one with the whole universe. Then everything is getting mature. Otherwise, you never have an opportunity to have a ripe persimmon. Always you have to eat the bitter persimmon. Okay? So that is one flower opens with five petals. So there are many, the other day I mentioned different denominations, different human beings, different trees, different birds, and then you pick up one, and you strongly believe this is the truth. You know, at that time, automatically, unconsciously or consciously, the rest of the beings are excluded. Okay, but you cannot exclude. Anything. See, if you choose one, you have to accept all. means how do what you have choose is only one. This is a natural. So everyone should. You cannot choose two or three. So you have to make a choice of one, but you have to take all. How do you take all? So through the one, you have to, anyway, at the, you have to manifest all within the one. How? This is really depending on your way of how to deal with the one, what you have made choice of. Okay? So your life is yours, not others. So how do you make, how do you let the flower of your life force bloom in the whole universe? In other words, your life must be a flower of whole universe. Okay? This is your life. So your life, what you have chosen already. So how do you take care of this one? Okay. Each of different denomination, each of different trees, birds, etc. Whenever you make a choice, you have to take one, only one. Okay. But one must be all. Okay. And also, all must be one. Concretely speaking, if you learn something anyway, you have to learn something under the guidance of teacher, calligraphy, painting, and ski and skiing and diving and etc. Under the guidance of one teacher, you have to learn, you have to master through and through. Okay. And then you can get a certain way how to dive, how to write the calligraphy, which is exactly same as teacher's type. Okay. Gassho, Baal, exactly same type. Before you are conscious of it, your Gassho becomes same type. This is, I know the several people, when I was monastery, one monk said and everyone criticized him because he always imitated the teacher's way. So then no one paid respect to him. But anyway, whatever they said, he always just do it. Finally, his behavior was exactly the same as the teacher's behavior. Gassho's walking way of walking, exactly the same. Writing calligraphy, same. So this kind of coming up. So naturally you become, you master something. You master sports and diving and writing and taking pictures and whatever you do, the mastering a technique or way of writing is exactly the same as teacher's way. And then we believe this is wonderful, this is great. But next, you have to break this wall once more again. In other words, learning the same things under different type. Okay. Type of guidance. Well, and then you can really go beyond this. I don't mean you should always get the different type of guidance, okay? I mean, even one guidance, under the one guidance, I think through and through you have to go beyond. constantly, okay? Even though you exactly become one with the teachers, but there is no reason why you have to stay with it. Because life is always moving, like a Ganges river, huge and going constantly. So nothing to depend on, nothing to always stick to it. As life as a whole is constantly moving, helping all sentient beings, because they are all sentient beings. Okay? If you stay with it, the all sentient beings can be seen narrowly, very narrow, shallow way, looking at the, through your telescope. But all this telescope you have, but the put it aside and move, put it aside, move, put it aside, move. Constantly you have to move. Okay? This is our practice. Then your personality is yours, but it's not yours. Then very naturally, your personality is completely ripe persimmons. You know, you cannot say what is it? Total personality, soft, gentle, but it's not always soft, gentle. It's very strict, sometimes severe, but just like a breathing, cool. Always going soft, going here and there. So that is a total personality, universal personality. Then, whenever you walk, I think people are really moved by this kind of personality. When you see somebody, and then people realize it naturally, even though they cannot explain it. Okay. So, that is always we have to do it. That's why your life is your life, because your life is something what you have chosen, okay? Or you have been given to you. So this is you, okay? But how do you take care of this, okay? One body and mind. You have to be, it must be whole universe, five petals, okay? Then within the five petals means that many beings, birds, trees, all beings in the universe can be contents of your life, okay? Exactly contents. So birds cannot be separated from you. Trees are not separated from you. So very naturally, you can understand the life of trees, life of birds, life of insects. So all the contents, so your life exactly, your life. So that's why myriad things bloom in the realm of your life. That's it. Okay? That is, your life is what? Your life is your whole universe. Okay? So whole universe, within the whole universe, many beings bloom. Okay? That, where is it? This is you. Okay? So Dogen Zenji mentions the negotiation of the way with the concentrated effort I now teach. First one makes myriad dharmas exist in realization. Realization means whole universe. Okay, whole universe. This is another Bendowa in the Bendowa. Okay. One point is, makes myriad dharmas exist in whole universe. Okay, whole universe. So myriad dharma, trees, birds, all sentient beings become contents of your life which is nothing but the whole universe. Okay? So, trees are not separate. Exactly. Whole universe is not separate from you. Whole universe are you. Okay? So, makes the myriad dharmas exist in realization. Second practice is practices are total reality. Total reality means one. Okay? Practice one. Real. Right now. Okay? That is very serious. Very serious and very concentrated zeal. Very concentrated zeal right now. In other words, this is nothing but not spare body and life. In the Lotus Sutra, I think it says, if any have zeal's progressed, constantly maintained kindly hearts, and never spared body and life, then you may preach it to them. You know, preach it means Lotus Sutra. So you may, first, if any have zealously progressed, anyone, trees, birds, if trees, birds are progressed, okay? Anyway, zealously, if you want to progress, if you want to develop your personality, anyway, zealously, constantly maintaining kindly hearts, anyway, compassionate hearts, anyway, day to day with a compassionate heart, and you have to take care of your life. And never spared body and life. That is, with compassionate heart and taking care of your life is exactly not spare body and life. Okay, not spare. In other words, you have to really devote yourself to do something. Okay? Something means your life. But your life is not yours because this is the whole universe. This is a great opportunity and time where you can manifest the whole universe. That's why you really want to know Buddha mind, which means whole universe. Okay? Buddha mind is the whole universe. Buddha mind, the whole universe, which is peaceful, perfectly peaceful, perfectly with the harmonious. Okay, this is a Buddha mind. We want to see the Buddha. If you want to see Buddha mind with single mind, okay, you don't spare. You never spare. Body and life, not because whole universe and you are one. There is no sense of subject of who do it, who does this as the object. Well, whole universe is not something objective. Whole universe is you. So very naturally, no sense of spare. No sense of sparing body and life, no sense of not sparing the body and life. Exactly, you can jump it, like diving from the top of a cliff, okay? Shall I spare body and life right now in order to jump into, or shall I not spare? No way. You just stand up and then jump it. Before this, when does such an opportunity come? Well, practice. But that practice is what? Practice is exactly the same as the moment you jump into. The practice we do every day is the same opportunity you jump into the ocean from the
cliff.
Exactly, same. But we always separate. Practice is practice. And the final practice, the jumping into the ocean is final. But I don't think. Because we practice very hard, with hard work, and also beyond with no sense of effort or not effort. Practice, constant practice. That is sportsman's act. Okay. That is sportsmen, musicians, and artists' acts. Okay. Exact. The religious person should take care of this kind of action in everyday routine. Everyday routine should be taken care of like this. Then you become great religious person. Do you understand this one? How difficult it is, and also how vague it is, because everyday routine is exactly same as the practice of sportsmen, artists, the musicians. So where's the piano? For the spiritual people, piano is everyday routine. What is the ocean you can jump into as a religious person? Ocean is daily routines. So this is the point that people always don't understand it. So always people miss this point. So. That's why Lotus Sutra says, if any have zealous progressed, constantly maintained kindly hearts, and never spared body and life, then you may preach it to them. Then you may talk your mouth open naturally. Your mouth means your whole body. Your body and your mind, your mouth open. Then you can speak, okay? You can talk. So the one flower opens with five petals, forming a fruit which ripens of its own accord. This is as a conclusion, we have to. Take care of our life, individual life, but anyway, universally, you should take care of it, universally. Because you have to share your life with all sentient beings. So, you refine your life again and again, exploring constantly, again and again, day to day, endlessly. You have to explore it. Research it every day, okay? And then your personality blooms as a whole universe, five petals. At that time, one flower blooming and whole five petals blooming are exactly one, okay? One opportunity right now. That is one opportunity. It's called ripen, okay? To ripen, ripeness, okay? That is total ripeness. You cannot say who, you cannot say what. Okay? Personality, what is a personality? Psychologically, you can say, it's personality, but that we don't know. What's something wonderful from a person's? Well, we feel, but we don't know what it is. But it helps people, actually. But how he helps, how she helps, we don't understand it. But practically, if he or she faces people or all sentient beings, immediately he or she helps. Silently or with his or her mouth, or behave, whatever, okay, in many ways helps. That is ripen. Okay? Personality is ripe. So next, that five, one should study the time of this flower's blooming as well as its light and color. This time, the time of the flower bloomings, okay? Flower blooming. Now, one flower bloomings. What is the time and opportunity? This is important. What is the time? What is the time when the one flower bloomings is simultaneously whole world arises? Okay? One flower blooms is the whole world arises. Dogen Zenji mentions like that. Because this is very seriously, if you practice sports and whatever, I think the one action must be always based on this sense. Okay? One flower blooms is the whole world arises. Okay? And then your practice is ripened. Okay? Then great opportunity, special opportunity will come. Not special opportunity will come in the time sense, so-called jumping into the ocean properly, exactly. Okay? But that final special opportunity is always in each of practices on a daily basis. Okay, we do. Okay? Otherwise, we should take care of each of practices on a daily basis should be taken care of like that. Okay? Then, final opportunity comes, but final opportunity is not final. Final opportunity is exactly the same as practice. Usual practice we have made day to day. That's why you stand up on the cliff very calmly. But if you always expect a special opportunity, that special opportunity make you scared or unstable, uneasy. So, stability is ripe naturally on the daily basis. Where that is one time and the occasion one flower blooms. Okay. So Dogen Zenji also one should study look at this textbook. One should study the time of this flower's blooming, okay? So we have to, anyway, explore this time and occasion, okay? Time and occasion. One flower's bloom, one flower blooms, which is exactly the same as the whole world arises. What is this time and occasion? Okay? Where is it? What it is, okay? As well as its light and color, as well as its light and color. In Buddhism, light or color means the function, working, okay? Operations, operating. Something operating, constant, something moving, constant, that is functioning, okay? Functioning. And Dogen Zenji mentions the whole world is light of the self. The whole universe is light of the self. So he comment on this light. He says, he mentions about light. He says light is, how can I say, oneness of eyeball and cornea. Do you understand? Eyeballs and cornea. Cornea.
C-O-R-N-E-A.
Cornea. So, light is, this expression is exactly right, okay? Light is functioning, okay? I mentioned functioning. The light as a, light is oneness of eyeball and cornea. Do you understand this one? Cornea and eyeballs are nothing but the devices of machine, okay? For human body. But they are not separate. See, they are not separate. If they are separated, I don't think we can have any opportunity to see anything. So eyeball, to see means what? To see means what? To see is due to the existence of eyeball, due to the existence of cornea. But only through the cornea we can see, or only eyeballs through the eyeball we can see? No. Now how can we see? Well, cornea and eyeball should work together. How do we work together? Well, how means a Christian. Question, always questions. How? Because eyeballs and cornea are already one in the universe, working together. The human life and trees working together. How? How is already questions we made after unity of eye and trees? Do you understand? How do I be one with a moose when I saw it? We don't know. I don't know. But already anyway, the eyeball, the eye, and anyway, the moose becomes one, whole universe becomes one, then something happens. Okay? So how is a question after the total unity, total oneness between moose and the eye and, well, eyeballs and cornea. So, before question we make, okay, there is only the functioning. If you say a single dust exists here, single dust is nothing but functioning, okay? So single dust goes beyond its own ideas, its own anyway frame and concept, okay? So because it is functioning. So when you see, anyway, eyeball, you have to see the functioning of eyeball. Eyeball functions by itself, no. Cornea, and also many beings around, with whole body and mind. And then cornea becomes exactly one with eyeball. This is called light. Light of eyeball, light of cornea. Okay? Do you understand? That light of cornea, light of the eyeball is, in general sense, the action called to see. Okay? To see. inner world. But to see is not in a word. To see is something you have to see. Okay? So it's functioning between the object and the I, object and you, always functioning. That is to see. Okay? So that is the light and color. So he says, study the time, that time and occasion. Time and occasion is not the idea of metaphysical idea of time and space. No. Time and space working together, and time is nothing but the functioning, okay, of the whole universe. This is the time and occasion. We are facing day to days from moment to moment. That's why, as well as it's light and color. You have to pay attention to the functioning of time. Car of the time, okay? So, if you see your eyeball, you have to see eyeballs simultaneously. You have to see the functioning of eyeball. How eyeball is functioning in the whole universe, okay? That is Dogen Zen dimensions. Okay? Multiplicity. The multiplicity of one flower is five petals. The opening of five petals is one flower. Multiplicity of one flower. Multiplicity of one flower means one flower is five petals. Five petals means five one flowers, okay? Five one flowers. Five ones. Five ones. In other words, five petals consist of five of one. No, five ones. Do you understand?
No.
Five is what?
Five.
Togetherness of one. Five ones. That. What is a ten? Number ten.
Ten
ones. What is the universe? What is eternity? Eternal ones. See, eternal ones. What is the one circle? What is the one circle? Infinite dots. One dot. Okay? Myriad dots in the one circle. That is called, we say, one circle, okay? So, that's why you say multiplicity of one flower is five petals. Five petals. So, one flower is not separate from five petals. My life is not separate from all of you. My life is all of your life, okay? Do you understand this one? My life is not separate from this table and desk and the toilet and the washing your face and the... You cannot separate it. Daily routines and the other's emotions and you cannot separate it. My life is you means, if you don't believe, can't you ignore the person who is crying? Saying that's your business, it is not my business. Can't you ignore him or her life? Even though there is nothing to help her or him, you want to do something. Well, even though nothing, you want to be with her or him. or even though you are separate, you are living far from here or there, I think your thinking is always with him or her. What do you mean this? What do you mean this? Your life is exactly my life is yours. Five petals are one, one is five petals, exactly. So I say five petals, petals are five ones. One flower is five petals. What? In other words, concretely speaking, my life, all of your lives are nothing but contents, quality of my life. That's it. Do you understand? That's why unconsciously or consciously you cannot ignore others' life. Naturally, you want to share it. Well, we do all of it. But when you think human world, we are always separated. That's why problem always happens. But practicing the religion must be mastered by your everyday, by your practice on an everyday basis. Okay, not separate. You have to learn something the same and one ground constantly. If no religions always separated, divinity, human being, profane and saint always separated. Finally, we are confused, using a beautiful words. Under the beautiful words, we are always confused. Under the beautiful flags, always we are fighting. That is human world. So, if you want to learn the religion or spiritual life, I think the point, key point is to learn oneness, exactly oneness. Oneness of eyeballs and cornea. What is this? This is nothing but functioning, okay? How do you love your life? Yes, it's okay. You hate your life? That's all right. Anyway, day to day, your life must be functioning with all sentient beings. Okay? This is oneness of your life. Okay? Oneness of your life and whole universe. This is our practice. That practice it never be mastered overnight or for 10 years or 20 years. Day to day, you have to learn. Okay? That's why he says multiplicity of one flower is the five petals. The opening of five petals is one flower. So, if you see those, you know, peoples, and if you see this nature, and Hokyoji, and Zendo, and Kitchen, whatever kind of buildings are, beautiful or temporal, it doesn't matter. All five petals, trees, birds, different worlds, must be one. Okay? Must be one. Because they exist exactly like that. But we don't believe. What prevent you from understanding the oneness of the building and nature, whole universe, as a one. What is it? You have to research this. What makes you prevent from understanding this oneness? Then, usually, if you practice again and again, maybe you can find that you can reach the bottom of a human life circle. This is a truth. At that time, you are fine. But sometimes you can touch ego. This is a human ego. Okay? Very deeply. I understand, but. We always say, but. So always there is a something. So when you research, exploring again and again, you go dig out again and again, day to day, through this quiet, very quiet and very smooth practice. Then you touch something. That is the bottom of human being called ego. Through this ego, if you find the ego, next, you have to go beyond this one once more again. Then, that is a truth. Okay? Universe, whole universe. Okay. Where the next sentence is, where the principle of one flower comes across is, I originally came to this land to communicate the teaching and save deluded sentient beings. I originally came to this land to communicate the teaching, means Bodhidharma, went to China to teach the Buddha Dharma, okay, and saved all sentient beings. That's the Bodhidharma's message. Where the principle of one flower comes across is, okay, you have to go through again and again deeply the principle of one flowers, which is exactly the same as five petals, whole universe, many beings, okay, and then it is exactly the same as I originally came to this land to teach Buddha Dharma, to teach the truth. Because wherever you may go, truth is truth. Truth is one. Okay? So wherever you may go, already the truth is there. It is not something new discovered by the Bodhidharma or Shakyamuni Buddha. Truth is omnipresent, always as one. So that's why he says, I originally came to this land to communicate the teaching and save deluded sentient beings. But there are no particular sense of deluded beings, because already deluded beings are what? Deluded beings are nothing but the beautiful, magnificent decoration of the human world, Buddhist world. So through the deluded beings, we can understand trees' life, we can share our lives with all sentient beings. So deluded beings are coming from five petals. Coming from one whole universe. Okay? So deluded beings is nothing but one of the five petals. Okay? So through the five petals, through called deluded beings, we have to manifest whole universe. Okay? So again and again, we have to research it. So that is, deluded all sentient beings is exactly the same meaning as forming a fruit which ripens of its own accord. And I originally came to this land to communicate the teaching is exactly the same as the one flower opens with five petals. Do you have a question? Some question? What time now? 9:30.
Is that whatever it is that causes us, prevents us from seeing the oneness and instead seeing separate, similar to what happens when we ask how after something has already happened.
Mm-hmm. How it's already happened, something happens, something event, you know.
Like separate.
Separate.
After the event.
Yeah. The question how, question is already a separate word. Do you understand? Questions. How means very tricky there, meaning there. How is already something coming from the separation of the world, simultaneously there is a hint, where the separation should return to. Because how means no particular answer there. How, where, what?
Is ego the asker of the how?
Yeah, ego. That is the ego. Okay. Ego is originally it's not something wrong. Originally it's very pure energies. Automatically you come. Why? How? It's coming up. If I see this table, how heavy it is. How huge. Why not? Why don't you make a little bit light table like this? But what? We can immediately coming up, okay? But that question coming from my ego based on my education, habits, and heredities and customs, and then question come up, okay? Do you understand? If you don't know this table, if you don't have any concept of the table, lectern, okay? Whatever kind of a word you make, you don't feel anything, okay? But if you have a certain customs, knowledge, or habits in the past, well, if you see this kind of things, immediately some question come up. What is this? You know? Just like a gassho and a bow, you say, what?
Roshi, when you said originally it's very pure when you're looking at the lectern, where is the moment that you're saying is pure before all those other things?
That's why that is the first arising, first the very incipient stage of arising. Okay. Arising. Do you understand? It's very pure experience. That's simple. And then after this, we make it complicated again and again. Is that clear?
So we can overcome this complication through our daily practice.
Mm-hmm. So through the daily practice, we have to understand how complicated we have made. Okay. Complicated life we have made. And then, if you really feel taste deeply, you can return to naturally, simplicity, the origin, a source of the life, which it started, okay?
So it's really get to know the ego really well.
Right.
So actually ritual plays a role in that.
A ritual, and not only the ritual, but also the washing of face and all things, and reading the book, and every day, we should anyway take care of practice, and based on the very incipient stage of arising, which arising leave no sense of the no sense of its own existence behind arising. That's it. Always pure. Okay. That is arising in a pure sense. That is action in motion, which happens at the very incipient stage of existence. Okay. Very pure. That's why trees, birds, and all sentient beings work together without any hindrances. That's why peaceful. Very peaceful. But with the consciousness, it's very hard to the perfect peace. We know the peace, but already that peace is pretty much, you know, something. Do you understand? So that's why, but we have to understand how complicated peaceful life we have.
That sometimes even in that very first moment there's some ego. For instance, I was walking along a while ago by the garden and stepped on the garden hose.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I was about 5 feet away because my first impulse told me that I'd stepped on a snake. And is it true that sometimes there's even the ego can sort of come into even that very first?
Only when you are trying to catch up or grasping the boar head, you know, from behind. Do you understand? Yeah. Time. This analogy is not a good. The human ego, human consciousness always try to catch the boar head from the behind, means you never get it, always slip it, but that is a consciousness, that is a time process, you never be exactly through your consciousness. So that's where Zion, the Western, the Greek philosopher, Zenon, time never catch up rapid, with turtle. Rapid never catch up, catch up exactly with the turtles, because time process, that means time process. If you are always in the time process, you never get time as it really is. So ego is just like that. That's why when you do gassho with wholeheartedness, immediately consciousness goes backward and tries to catch me. And then that is analysis, judgment, evaluation coming up. Do you understand that one? And then finally you lose the way how to go, how to get out. So constantly the forest, the road in the forest is very complicated. Okay? It becomes puzzles. So simply you have to do it. If you see your consciousness goes back behind you and try to catch you, but forget it. Just do it. That's all we can do. Do you understand? If you don't believe it, why don't you jump in top of the cliff? Try. Or even though you are not a specialist, you can jump it. Or just as like they're from the feet, you can jump. But anyway, At best of you can, you have to keep the proper postures and dip it. At that time, what is a space that you can poke your head into it? Where is it? Time? Where is the time and space your head can poke into it? No time, actually. But a little time there, because consciousness always tries to catch up, you know. Even right in the middle of time process, you seem to be one, but not exactly. You have to catch up, analyze, synthesizing, evaluating. Pretty good, something like that, you know. So, but all you have to do is, your life must be flowing. Your life, your jumping must flow constantly. So, even though your consciousness pokes its own head into it, next moment you have to be continuation of just being with it. That's it. That is our practice. But this is a pretty hard practice. Because it's too simple for us. But this is a key point we have to learn.